We're holding down from Nun Hayim Abayis. Here, the Bara Mishnah. Bishloisha Prokim Bashona Hoya Kol Mishmar Roshovis. At three times the year, that means in the Gimel Regalim, all the Chovdala Mishmaris had an equal right to use the Mishmarim. Now, Be'emurei HaRegalim, they used to divide equally the Emurim, the Karbonis of the Regalim, that were brought on the Gimel Regalim. Like Rashi says, the Gimel Prokim means Bishloish Regalim. During the Gimel Regalim, it was all Chof Dalim Mishmarim. That throughout the year, they had 24 Mishmarim. That means the Kahanim were divided up into 24 different groups. And every week, another Mishmar did the Avodah. Hachutz from the Gimel Regalim, then everybody was able to come and do the Avodah together. Now, the Mishnah says that Kol HaMishmar HaShavas Bimuri HaRegalim. The Emurim, so the Emurim asked the question, the Emurim is what's burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not something you eat. Tomorrow really means the parts that the Kohanim get from the Karbonis that are brought special to cover the Gimel Regalim goes to all the Mishmaros. Everybody has an equal share in it. The Rashi says, Be'emur Regalim, bo'eiroi shel oilus, either it means the skin from the Karbon Oila, who bechazo v'shoik shel shalmi chagiga. It also means the chazo and the shoik from the Karbon chagiga. Ha'boyes machmas regal. There's a special Karbon that comes machmas to Gimel Regalim. The Gemara Forish, my lashin emurim diktoni. Why does the Mishnah say a lashon of a murim? A murim usually means the parts that's burnt on the mizbech. Usually means the chela, the fats. You don't divide the fats. So Gemara says it's loved after the murim. It means really the karbonis that are brought lekoved the shalmei chagiga. That all the chavdal and mishmar is divided equally. Uvechiluk lechem aponim. The same thing on the lechem aponim. All chavdal and mishmar is divided equal. So Rashi says uvechiluk lechem aponim means imira shabbos peregel. When Shabbos comes down in the middle of, let's say, Sukkot, Shabbos Shabbos Misalkinoi, say on Shabbos they took off the old lechem aponim from last week, or Misadrim Lechemach, and they put the new Yud Beis lechem aponim for this coming week. So usually the Mishmar of that week has a right to divide it, or we'll see in the next Mishnah how they divided it. But when it came out on Yom Tov, then all the Chovdal Mishmar is divided it equally, the lechem aponim. The Atzeres, what about when it came a Shavuos? And Shavuos, yeah, the special Shtei Halechim, Lekavit Shavuos, is who divided it? Is Oymaloi, Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. Also was divided equally. So let's say Atzeres, Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, they're like two special Kabbonis today. There's the regular Lechem Aponim, you divide it every single Shabbos. And there's also the special Shtei Halechim that's brought Lekavit Shavuos. And since it's a Yom Tov now, all the Chavdal and Mishmaros divide equally. So they divide it, they say, Helech Matzah, each one has a right to get a part of the Matzah. Helech Chometz, each one has a part to get the Shtei Halechem. Hey, the Shtei Halechem that's brought the Kavod Shavuos is made out of Chometz. And the Lechem Aponim that brought every Shabbat, that's made out of Matzah. In other words, each Mishma divides it separately, a part of the Shtei Halechem made out of Chometz, and a part of the Lechem Aponim, the Kavod Shabbos, that's made from Matzah. Rashi, Oymaloi Rashi, L'chol echo kishenoysen loy chelkoi, Helech matzah, we're giving you matzah. O kishenoysen loy b'shtei halechem, when we're giving you from the shtei halechem, Oymaloi, Helech chometz. L'fi shein chokim korban keneged korban. You can't get a part of this korban keneged the other korban. Ela mikol echot chelkoi. Every part had to be divided equally. In other words, you took the shtei halechem that's brought special kovet shavuos, and we divided it equally between all chavdal and mishmaris. That was made out of chometz. And then you took the lechem aponim and also divided it equally between all the yudbeit, between the chavdal and mishmar. Yeah. Now mishmar shezmana kavua hu makriv temidim nedarmim nedavis. Now even though it's joined regal right now, there's the special mishmar that week. So now that we say all the chavdal and mishmar, the 24 mishmar of the kanim, divide equally, that's only a special korban that's brought lekavid yomtif, a shalmi chagiga. What about the regular karbonos that are brought every single day? Like Lamosho, saying here, Mishma Shezmanai Kavua, who makriv temidim, hey, the karbon atomid. You know who gets the karbon atomid? The Mishma that's supposed to work this week. Because even though this week is Sukkis, we don't say all the Chavdala Mishmaris divide equally with the karbon atomid, because the karbon atomid is not a karbon special lekavid yomtif. That's brought every single day. So a karbon that's brought stam off the day itself, then we say only the Mishmar that's supposed to be working this week has a right to divide the carbon. So Nedarim Huadinu Nedavis. If somebody wants to bring a carbon Neder or a carbon Nedavar on Yom Tov, Halacha is the special mishmer that his week should be this week, they get the kabbonis of this week. V'shar kabbonis tzibur, who are then all any other korban tzibur, or makriv esakil, they also have a right, this mishmer as this week, even though it's sukkis, but this week is one of the weeks that are divided up in the chav dala mishmeris. So the special kahanim, that mishmer that has a right to work this week, even though it's sukkis, they bring the korban atomid, the nedarim and adavis, any korban tzibur brought, they bring it. And who are then the makriv esakil? The makriv, any korban that wants to be brought today, they have a right to bring it. So Gemara will explain what are we coming to include. Like it already said, any korban that's brought special, they get. The only korban that's divided equally is the korbanos that are brought in the covered regal. There's a special shalmei chagiga that's divided equally. But otherwise, there's a special mishmer for this week, and that mishmer has the right to get the korbanos of that week. So what the Mishnah comes to include, the Gemara will say. For the Gemara, the Kasha, Emurei horegolim shall gavoyininu. What are you telling me now, the Emurim? The Emurim usually means the parts of the fat that's burnt on the Mizbeach. So we're saying now, during the regolim, all the Mishmarim divided equally. For the Gemara, there's nothing to divide. Shall gavoyininu. That's the fat that's burnt on the Mizbeach. Nobody gets it. It doesn't mean the Emurim. It means the Kabbonis that are said about regolim. In other words, the Shalom Nechagiga, or the special Oilaria, the special carbon Oilu that you bring the Kavod Yomtiv, that are called upon of the skin of the animal, that goes to Chav Dal Mishmores. The Chazov is Shoik on the Shalom Nechagiga. Tana Rabbonin, Minayin, how do we know this? Shekola Mishmores Shovis Bemur HaRegolim. How do we know this, Taka, that the Kavonis that are spoken about on the Kavod Yomtiv, all the Chav Dal Mishmores have a right to divide it equally? Talmud Leim of the Pasuk says, Uvo, you should come, b'chol avas nafshoi, whatever you want, v'sheris, and you should do the avoida. So, mashma, any time you come, you have a right to do the avoida, any kain you want. Yochol af b'shai yemois hashana kain, maybe the rest of the year also, any kain, any labor that comes, whenever he wants, so he could do the avoida. Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, no, me'echad shi'arecha, from one of the gates. So lo yamarti, it was only said, that any kain that wants to come and do the avoida, Ela b'shoa shakol Yisrael nechnosim b'shar echad. Only at the time that the whole Klal Yisrael is coming into one gate, which means b'shas early regolim, b'shas the gimel regolim. Hey, that's when Rashi Zovo b'cholavas nafshe b'shas b'cholachov shein amishma makiv alov. The Pasuk is saying the kohen could come whenever he wants, and the regular mishma of that week cannot stop him from doing the avoda. Now v'chiv on the zecha b'avodosai, since on gimel regolim any kohen could do the avoda. That kain has the right to eat. If he brought the Shalom Mechagiga, he has the right to eat the Chazav Shoik. Who gets the meat of the animal to eat? The kain that brings it. So since on the Gimel Regolim, on Yom Tov, any kain has the right to come and do the Avodah, so when he does the Avodah, he gets what to eat. When the whole Klal Yisrael comes to the other regal, at this time it said the halacha, that any kind that wants to, he has the right to walk in and say, here I am, I want to do the avodah. So even though usually there are a special mishmer each week, that those are the kind that have a right to do it, but not during the Gimel Regolim. During the Gimel Regolim, the Pasuk says, Uvo b'chol avas nafshei. Whoever wants to has the right to come and do the avodah. Right?
What?
It could be 50, 100 to 100. Right. Now, when it came on Shabbos, when Shabbos came out in Shabbos Sukkis, that they had to divide up the lechem upon him, it was also divided equally between any kohen that was there. Any kohen that was there got a portion of the lechem upon him. Tana Rabbanim. Minayin, how do we know this? Shekola mishmaris shavos v'chilek lechem upon him. How do we know this? That when they divided up the lechem upon him, every mishmar was equal. Any kohen that was there at that time had a right to take a chelik from the lechem upon him. Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, chelik kechelik yechelu. That means kechelik avoida ka chelik achila. Just like any kohen that has a right to do the avoida, so he has a right to eat also. Rashi Talmud Leim, chelik kechelik. Basred who crowed Liel ksiv the Yukve Beregel. As after the Pasuk before that says, Uvo b'cholavas nafshoi, that any kind that wants to come, v'sheris and do the avodah, next Pasuk it says, chelek echelek yechelu. A loss to have a right to eat in the chelek. Rashi, yes. So Mara says, What type of nachila are we talking about here that would be marba that any one of the mishmorim have a right to eat on the gimel regolim? What type of nachila are we talking about? Ilema karbonis, if you want to say we're talking about that the kohen brought a carbon, he came and brought the shalmes agiga. That you're telling me now he could eat it. Mehosam nafka. I don't need this postakir chelak chelak yechelu that a kohen could eat from the carbon that he himself brought. A kohen that brought a carbon, I know from someplace else that he has the right to eat the meat of that carbon. Because the postak says, la kohen hamakri voisoi loisiya. That's the cloud be any carbon. The kohen that brought that carbon, he has the right to eat from it. If a kohen Reuven, a kohen brought the shalmei chagiga, so pshit, he has the right to eat from the shalmei chagiga. So once I know from the pasuk before that we had uvor b'chol avos nafshe v'sheiris that during the gimel regolim, any kohen, any lady that wants to, he has the right to come and do the avoda. So once I know he could do the avoda, who are then he could eat from the carbon also I know. So b'zayah, I don't need this pasuk chelik a chelik yechelu to tell me the kohen can eat from this chelik. So Gemara says, Elo, you know what the chiddush is? Elo lechem aponim. The chiddush of this pasuk of chelik a chelik yechelu is by the lechem aponim. When it comes out Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot, so there's no avoided to be done with the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim was the 12 challis that were put on the shulchan last Friday. The last Shabbos was put there, and it stays until this Shabbos. So this Shabbos punkt is Shabbos Sukkot. So nobody did the avoided for it. Still, the locker is usually the mishmer of that week divides the lechem aponim. Here the chiddush is that on Gimel Regolim, every single mishmer, any kohen there has the right to get a chelik. That's the pasuk. Even though you did not do an avodah for the lechem aponim, still, if you're there by the Beis Hamikdash, you have a right to take a chelik. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Shrashi el lechem aponim, the third line in the middle, el lechem aponim, itzlech lerabuya. This I need a chiddush. Shein boy shum avodah. Avodas lechem. There's no real work. The kohen didn't do any work for the lechem aponim. Shekvar nasis avodosay mishavish ovro. Because they already put it on the shulchan last week. This Shabbos, all you have to do is just take it off and eat it. So there's no avoida. So how do I know that any single mishmer has a right to eat it on the gimel regolim? That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Chelik a chelik yechelu. Any single kohen has a right to take a chelik from this. So Mar says, now Yochel, if so, I would think, af bechayves haboyis shaloi machmas beregel, maybe even other karbonis that are brought during Sukkot, during any one of the Gimel Regolim. It's not a chayvus of the regal. The most of the korban atomid. You don't bring it because today is Sukkot. You bring it because every single day you have to be in korban atomid. Or else if somebody brings a neder or a nadova, or else the shalmei, the korban of Sibur, that are not brought to cover the regal. Stam, it happened to be they brought korban today. So maybe I would think, but since it's brought on the Gimel Regolim, any single kohen has the right to get a chelik of it. Talmud Leimer, this apostle says no. Levad mimkorov alhovas, excluding something that sold, you sold your father's chus, your father's right to have the carbon. Now ma machro avos, what does the father have right to sell the rights? And the carbon is zel zem ani b'shabati v'ato b'shabatcho. Like to sell the rights means each father means each beis av, each kohen is part of his mishmer. So this week is your mishmer, next week is my mishmer. So I have a chus this week to get the carbonus of this week. If I want to, I could sell my schus to another kohen and say, you could use my schus this week, take the kabbonis this week, and I'll take your schus next week. So I call upon him, you see that on the rest of the kabbonis, it has to do with each mishma separately. So any korban that's brought, not the terrorist regal, it's a korban that's brought stam al the day itself, then the locker is, the mishma of that week has the right to get it. Not all the chavdala mishmaris. Rash says, yochel I would think, Av chayves haboyi shalei machmes haregab regal. Yei zeichem b'avodosin v'yechloku. Maybe also you'll be zeichem to make a chaluk to any kohen you are. Talmud loyim levad mimkorev. Chutz mimashem mochu ove zel azeh. Oma mochu ove zel azeh. What is the father's? What does one kohen have a right to sell to another one? Klema. Sheisnu b'neim. Sheo mishamshem kolecha v'shabate kavua. This was the chov dalem mishmaris that they made up between them. That you work this week and I work next week. Ani b'shabati v'ato b'shabatcha u'nidorum u'nidovus v'kabonu sibur t'yisnayu b'shayu mois hashana. A korban that doesn't have to do with the Yom Tov itself. It's a korban that could be brought any other day of the year. V'rei hein l'mishmer ha'mishamir is, and it belongs to the mishmer of that week, is l'asnayu b'chlal ha'regel. It doesn't come part of the Yom Tov dika korban. Shlo yehei shavun b'hem. Any korban doesn't have a right to get it. Ela le mishma shabiyasai shivua. Only to the mishma that deserves that week. Shabishai yimaisa shanilka. Akochach le yisrabi mechelak echelak echelu. Ela mishma ela mimashmusa de kroa. Dov ishein by elo achilo varalechem upon him. Therefore, the svara, the pasuk of chelak echelak, is only including something that only has an achila, not an avoida, which is the lechem upon him. So the kids, so we have two psukim. One pasuk before was that a korban special for the regal goes to any korban, and the second pasuk chelak echelak yechelu of the lechem upon him, all the kahanim divided equally on a yontif. Mashenk and other korbanos that are not to cover the yontif, regular korban, even though now it's regal, it's sukkis. Every the mishmar gets it, not any koyin, only the koyin from that mishmar. Then the Mishnah says, "Biat seres oimaloi helich." When it comes shvuas, if shvuas comes out on Shabbos, so there are two special lechems there. You have the lechem upon him l'kavod Shabbos, and you have the shtei halechem, which is made out of chametz. The only time it's made out of chametz, l'kavod shvuas. So each one we divide separately amongst all the kohanim there. What is the itmano? We learned like this. Rav Amar, Rav says, Sukkah v'yachakach zman. When it comes to the beginning of Yom Tov Sukkis, the first night, you make Kiddush. So there are two brachas to make during Kiddush. Firstly, you have to make a bracha leishri v'sukkah, and also you have to make a bracha shechiyonu v'zman. Let's say somebody did not make the zman b'shas he built the sukkah. So we had before, if you don't make it b'shas he built the sukkah, you have a right to make the zman to shechiyonu at the beginning of Yom Tov. So like we do by Kiddush, we make a shechiyonu. But also, before we drink the cup of yayin, we have to make a leishri v'sukkah. So the shaila, which bracha comes first? Do we make a leishri v'sukkah first, and then a shechiyonu? That's what Rav says. Rav bar chono omar, the opposite. Zman, first say a shechiyonu, to cover the yom tov of sukkahs, v'yachakach sukkah, and then you make a special bracha leishri v'sukkah, to cover sukkahs. That's a machlokes. Gemara says, Rav omar sukkah v'yachakach zman, Rav says sukkah comes first. And then a shechiyonu chiyuv v'diyoyim odif. It's odif the chiyuv l'kovid regal l'kovid sukkis. So the chiyuv of yoyim of leishiv asukkah that comes first. Rabba bar bachonu ama zman no. First make a shechiyonu v'yachakach sukkah. Then you make a leishiv asukkah. Why? Todir usheina todir todir koydim. Something happens more often than the other thing. The thing that happens more often goes first. So therefore, first you make a shechiyonu that you make a few times throughout the year, and all the gimel regalim you make a shechiyonu. Mashenkein sukkah leishiv asukkah. You only stage only during sukkahs. That's all. So shechiyonu happens more often. We make a shechiyonu first. Rashi is man todish shenayim b'chol regalim. For shechiyonu, you could say any one of the gimel regalim. A lot of times you say a shechiyonu. Therefore, shechiyonu comes first before saying leishiv asukkah. That's the machlokes Rav and Rabba. Rabba bar Bachana. The Gemara says, now, Lema, let's say, Rav, for Rabba bar Bachono, beplukta de beishamai u beisilu kemiflugi. Let's say their machlokes is the same machlokes that beishamai and beisilu argue about. The Tana Rabbonim, we learned like this. Tvorim shebein beishamai u beisilu besuda. What are some of the machlokes in the middle of the suda between beishamai and beisilu? Halach is negated to a suda having a meal. That beishamai omi beishamai says, Mevorach alayim. When you have to make Kiddush, Shabbos, the beginning of the Suddah Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. So what's the nusach? How do you make Kiddush? Beishamai says Mevorach alayim. First you make Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'yachakach Mevorach alayim. Then you make a Baruch Pri Agofen. That's Beishamai Shita. U'beisiloimim, we do like Beisilu says, no Mevorach alayim. First we make the Baruch Pri Agofen. V'yachakach Mevorach alayim. And then we say Kiddush. We say Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's Beisilu Svara. So what's the machlokes in here? Beishamai oimrim, Beishamai says, Mevorach al hayoim. First you make a Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'yachakach Mevorach al hayoim. And then you make the Baruch Pri Agofen for Kiddush. Why? Shehayoim goyrim l'yayim shiyovoy. Because the day of Shabbos, that's first, that causes you to make Kiddush. That causes you to have yayin. If not for Shabbos, you wouldn't have to have wine. So therefore you have to make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos first. Ukva Kiddush hayoim. And also, what came first? First came, you have to ben Hashemoshes, came the Kedushas HaShabbos, v'yadayin yayin lebo, and yayin you first bring on the table after you come home from shul. But when are you mekabel Shabbos? In shul. It's like first you mekabel Shabbos, that comes first, and first later when you come home, you bring yayin on the table. So therefore, since Shabbos like came first, so Bechur HaBeishamai is saying two svaris, why you should make first Mekadesh HaShabbos, first Mekiddush, and then make a Baruch Ragofen. That's Beis Shammai's two Svaras. Beis Hillel says like this, Mevorach al Hayayin, no, first make a Baruch Ragofen, V'yachakach Mevorach al Hayayin, and then you'll make a Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why? Shahayayin Goyrim L'Kiddush HaShatiyomah. Because what do we say Kiddush? You only say Kiddush if you have yain. If you don't have yain, you don't make Kiddush. Oh, you can also make it on bread. But you have to have something to make Kiddush on. If you don't have yain, you can't make the Kiddush. So now when you're making Kiddush on the yain, like the yain is more choshev. Not like Beis Shammai says, the day is more choshev. Beis Hillel says, no, the wine is more choshev. It's because of the wine that you have here that you could make the Kiddush. Rashi says, Shayayin gurim l'kiddush at yomar. If you didn't have any wine right now, you wouldn't make Kiddush. Without wine or without bread, you can't make Kiddush. Who are the some of them make Kiddush and bread will be the same thing. In the case that you don't have wine, you're going to make Kiddush now on the bread. According to Beis Shammai also, according to Beis Hillel, you will make the Moitz HaMoitzi first. Because you can't make Kiddush unless you have the pas. So it's because of the pas, all the yain that we're making Kiddush, therefore Beis Hillel says that comes first. First you make the Baruch Pragofen, all the Hamoitzi, and then you make HaMekadosh HaShabbos. Dover Acher, Beis Hillel has another svar. Hey, since Beis Shammai said two svaris, Beis Hillel also says two svaris. Birchas HaYayin Tadira. You should know Birchas HaYayin comes much more often. Any day of the week you can make a Baruch Pragofen. Or Birchas HaYayin Engel Tadira. But to make a Mekadosh HaShabbos, to make Kiddush, it only comes once a week. Only on Shabbos do you make Kiddush. You don't make Kiddush every day of the week. So the klal is Todir. Ushayna Todir. Yes, something happens more often. And the other thing, the second thing doesn't happen so often. The klal is Todir Kodim. Kodim. What happens more often, that you do first. So therefore, Beis Hillel says, first you make the Baruch Pragofen. That bracha happens more often. And then you make a Mekadosh HaShabbos. This is the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Tumor says, L'chura Leimo, let's say, Rav Diyoma Ki Beis Shammai. Rav goes like Beis Shammai. Because Rav is the one that says, first you make a Leishir Basukah, and then you say a Zman. Even though Zman happens more often, still, you make the Leishir Basukah first. That's like Beis Shammai Svara. We don't go Bosa Todir, we go Bosa the Yoim. The Yoim is Gurim, so therefore, just like here, you have to make Kiddush first. HaMekadosh HaShabbos, Hu Adin, you have to make Leishir Basukah first. It's that the din of the day comes first. The Rambam Bar Bar Chana, the Yom Kibbeis Hillel, and Rambam Bar Bar Chana that says no. First you make a Shechiyonu, and then you make a Leishiv Asukah. Holds like Beis Hillel. Like what's Todi? What happens more often? Shechiyonu happens more often. Therefore, you make a Shechiyonu first. So the Machlekes Rav and Rab is Machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So usually it's hard to say this because we don't want to say anybody holds like Beis Shammai. Usually, no Machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. We pass them like Beis Hillel. So Chutzakash and Rav, how could Rav say like Beis Shammai? He should say rather like Beis Hillel, because the klal is Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel is leisa. We don't hold up Beis Shammai. So my answer is no, it's not shver. Omoloch Rav, Rav will answer you like this. Omoloch Rav, ano di yamri yafil leBeis Hillel. I say even according to Beis Hillel that what ad kan loy karmri Beis Hillel hosa mela shahayayin gorim lekedusha shetiyomer. When did Rav say this? When did Beis Hillel say that's first you make the Baruch Pragofen, not because of Todir, Shena Todir, Todir Koidim. Rav says that wasn't Beis Hillel's Svara. The reason why Beis Hillel said by Kiddush, first you make a Baruch Pragofen, is because you could only make Kiddush if you have wine. So, Shahayayin Gorim LeKiddush HaShatiyomer. It's because of the wine we have now, that causes us to say Kiddush. That's why wine is more chasher by Kiddush, that you make first the Baruch Pragofen, then you make a Mekadosh HaShabbos. Aval Hocha. Mashenkin here by the Shalom saying Zman, or saying Leishir Basukam, Ilav Zman, without the Shech Yonu, Mila Ermina Sukkah, like one doesn't have to do with the other. Even if you don't make a Shech Yonu, still you'll have to make a Leishir Basukah. But that's the Lachon. Even if you forget to say Shech Yonu the first night, so say it the next day, any day of Sukkah you can say a Shech Yonu. Mashenkin, to make a Leishir Basukah, one has nothing to do with the other. Leishir Basukah, you have to say every time before you sit in the Sukkah and do the Mitzvah Sukkah, you have to make a bracha Leishir Basukah. So since you don't need this man for Leishir Basukah, Rav says, my shita, to say Leishir Basukah comes first, that even goes according to Beis Hillel. In other words, Rav does know that Beis Hillel's svar is Todir Shein Todir. Rav holds that Beis Hillel's shita is the first svarim. They say that by Yayin, that causes Kiddush. Mashekin Shechyanu doesn't cause Leshiva Suga, therefore you could make a Leshiva Suga first, and then you make a Shechyanu. The Rabba Bar Bachonu Amaloch, but Rabba Bachonu will tell you like this. Ano di Yarmi Afilu Beshamai. My Shita that I say, first you have to make a Shechyanu, and then you make a Leshiva Suga, I go even according to Beshamai. In other words, not only do I say cause a Todr Shein a Todr, that's not my only Svaru. I'll say like this though. Ad kan lo yami be shamai. Hosam ela shahayoyim goyrin liyayin shiyovay. What's be shamai's ikis svara? Why he says first you make a makadash a Shabbos. And then you make kiddush, then you make bor priyagofin. Because what purpose do you make a bor priyagofin? Only because of the yoyim. Ela shahayoyim. It's the kedushas ha Shabbos, that because of Shabbos you have to make kiddush, that you bring the wine. So since it's the kedushas ha Shabbos that causes you to make kiddush altogether, therefore you have to first make a makadash a Shabbos first, and then you make a bor priyagofin. It's the kedushas of Shabbos that causes you to drink the wine to make kiddush. Avul hocha mashenkin by sukkah, ilav sukkah, even without a sukkah. Miler minat zman, don't you have to say a zman? In other words, Shech Yonu is not totally bedafkin sitting inside the sukkah. Even let's say you don't have a sukkah to sit in. Let's say you don't have a sukkah. Let's say you're potter from a sukkah, you're hocha drachim. Let's say you're a chel, you're a sick person. The loch is you have the right to eat inside your house. When you make kiddush the first night of sukkahs, havad, you still have to make a Shech Yonu. Like the Shech Yonu doesn't have to do for the fact you're sitting inside the sukkah. The Shech Yonu has to do with the fact that stam, today's Yom Tov, today's a new regal, today's a sukkahs. So even without the mitzvah sitting inside the sukkah, still I would have to make a Shech Yonu. Therefore, Rabbi Chana says, first I make a Shech Yonu, and then I make a sukkah. In other words, the Shech Yonu does not need the sukkah. I make the Shech Yonu even if I don't eat inside the sukkah. So when does Beis Shammai say you have to make the Mekadesh HaShabbos first by Kiddush? That's only by Kiddush, because the only reason why you have the Yayin, you make Kiddush, is because of Shabbos. So you have to be Mekadesh Shabbos first. Mashenken by the Sukkah, even without sitting inside the Sukkah, still, there's still a mitzvah to say Azman. Today's Yom Tov, you're making Kiddush today, you have to say Shech Yonu. True, now that we're sitting inside the Sukkah, we have in mind when we make the Shech Yonu, it goes upon the mitzvah of Sukkah also. But just means, even in the case when you're not sitting inside the sukkah, you also have to make a Shech Yonu. Because the Shech Yonu goes on a few things. It goes on the Etzim Kedushas of Yom Tov itself, even without the sukkah. True, Avad, it also goes on the sukkah also. But since it could go on the Yom without the sukkah, therefore Rav Avachana says, according to everybody, even according to Beis Shammai, here first you would have to make a Zman, a Shech Yonu, and then you would make a Leshiva sukkah. Tanan, weren't in our Mishnah, it says, Piyatzeres on Shavuos, Oy maloy, heilach matzah, heilach chametz. Like we divided up Shabbos, if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, we have two things, we had lechem aponim and the shtei lechem. Each one was divided up separately. Marvo hocho, the chametz ikur. The chametz is the ikur. Now, shtei is Shavuos, the ikur korban of Shavuos is the shtei lechem. That's what you bring special to covet Shavuos, the shtei lechem. O matzah tofel. And that's that you have the lechem aponim, that's like every single Shabbos, that's a tofel to Shavuos. But the Ika Shavuos is the Shtei Alechem. That's the Chayvus Hayom. The Rashi says, the Matzah Tofim, Shusha Shabbos Shavro. Really, this Lechem Aponim is from last week. It's last week Lechem Aponim. Ogatoni, the Pligi Matzah Bresha. And still, the Mishnah says, first to divide up the Matzah, the Lechem Aponim. Al Matadir Adif. Sechur Tzarayim from our Mishnah, why do we go to Lechem Aponim first? Because that happens more often. That happens every single Shabbos. So you see, what happens more often comes first over something that only comes once. That the Gemara says, Ugetoni Helech, it says in the Mishnah, Helech Matzah. First, let's divide the Matzah, which is the Lechem Aponim, which is, comes every Shabbos, which here is only a Tofel. The Helech Chometz, then it says divide the Shtei HaLechem, that's brought special to covered Shavuos. O Tiyuf to the Rav, of course, the Kash and Rav. You see, even though one is more Choshev, the Shtei HaLechem is more Choshev, still we go Basa Todir. So here also, how does Rav say first make a Leshe Basukah? No, first you have to make this man, a Shech Yonu, because the Shech Yonu comes more often. Even though the Leshiv Asukah is more Choshiv, but so what? Todr comes first. Amalach Rav, Rav answers you, Tanoi, I tell you, for now, Mishnah, it's not the Sharia, it's Taka Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn it like this. One Brisa says, like it says now, Mishnah, Helech Matzah, Helech Chometz. Taka says that way. Take the Matzah, which means the Lechem upon him, then take the Shtei Lechem. Aba Abishur Loimer, Abishur says, don't know. Helech Chometz, Helech Matzah. First take Chometz, then take Matzah. Helech chametz, helech matzah. So you see clearly, one says no. Go boss to the chametz, go boss to the shtei lechem. Hey, since that's odif, So even though the lechem aponim is more toder, happens more often, so what? We don't go bosa toder, we go bosa bosa cheshivas. And since today is shavuos, a shtei lechem, that's more chashiv, therefore we go bosa a shtei lechem. Alright, turn over.